And good morning, and it's part two of One-on-One, and it is 9:46, 77 degrees. I'm Tom Davis, and I have Claude Rosendale with us here, and he's an elder with Barnstall Christian Church. First of all, welcome, young man. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Ready for this cool weather coming.
Oh, boy, you and me both. And speaking of things coming, I understand the dinosaurs are coming. Tell us a little bit about this presentation that's going on with the church.
Yeah, the First Christian Church has Ryan Cox, which is with the Creation Truth Foundation organization. They are located in Central Oklahoma area. They will be coming in on October the 13th and will be here through the following Wednesday, October the 16th. October the 13th, we will be having a breakfast at 9:45, free to whoever comes. And then we'll have our morning service. And then starting that evening, we have a detailed program by from Ryan Cox. The Creation Truth Foundation was, Ryan, I think, has been with them since about the mid-80s.
Okay.
So he's been with them a long time. But anyway, they will be bringing a big trailer full of dinosaur bones, relics, things of that nature for people to look at and view. They will also be providing program starting at 6:30 each night, the 13th through the 16th, about the creation and dinosaurs associated with the creation of the world. So, you know, it's the Christian version of the dinosaurs and what we as Christians truly believe is the correct version. We do have a lot of people out there with a scientific view, and that does vary some. And I know that well because I do have a history in science and all. But as a Christian, I do believe in the creation and Jesus Christ and our Lord. And so it's going to be a real learning experience, I think a real eye-opening experience for a lot of people. Be 6:30 each night at the First Christian Church, which is like 200 South Main, or excuse me, 200 South 5th Street. It's just about a block back to the south of the main intersection of 5th and Main there in Barnstall. So 6:30 each night. We would love to fill our building and hope we have a lot of curious people out there, folks and kids that want to see the dinosaur exhibits that they will be having, all of those things that can be very, very informative to people.
And it doesn't stop there because you've got something else coming up on the 26th, don't you?
We do. On October 26th, the Barnstall Citizens, Inc., organization I'm president of. It's our senior citizens organization. We'll be having a craft market or craft fair from 9 a.m. till I believe it's like 3 p.m. And we will have up to around 20 or so booths. And there are still booth slots available if you make craft items, want to bring craft items, set up a booth. There is no fee for the booth slot. We will not provide electric for you, so you'll have to do any calculation by hand or use your little hand calculator or your phone. It's going to be a fun day, I think. We're planning on up to about 20 booths that day. And like I say, no fee for booths. You have to bring your own tables unless you're members of our organization. But bring your own tables. You can bring tents or whatever you want. Hopefully by that time, the weather's going to be a whole lot different than it's been running here lately. And then off and on throughout the day, we will also be having some local talent performing, singing songs and things of that nature as well. So come over for a fun day, and there will be, I think they'll be selling Indian tacos as well. So come over and even enjoy lunch while you're there.
Well, there you go. You get dinner and a show.
You bet.
That's amazing. But you got a nice community there.
We really do. Barnstall is a nice community. It's small, only about 1,200 people. But we do have a lot of things there, a lot of things for sightseers. We do have a really nice community brochure. Of course, we have our Main Street Oil Well right across from our community center where our craft fair will be is our park, and we have a really nice memorial recognition type wall. We have our elephants there, prairie and elephants. My wife was really into elephants before she passed away, but the buffaloes there, prairie and storm, are there. And of course our veterans memorial and all is right there along Main Street across the street from Community Center. So it is a nice area, really nice place. We are really anxious to get the word out about the dinosaurs, though.
Oh, yes, indeed.
We do would like love people to come over, like to fill our building. Be great if we had standing room only. Anyway, it's going to be a really great program. Ryan Cox has been doing this for years all across the country. So come over, see the dinosaurs, learn about the creation and those things. October 13th through the 16th, the evening program start at 6:30 each evening, free to all. We'll have some treats and things after the little program when everybody goes in to start looking at the dinosaur bones and things of that nature. So love to have you come over. Each night will be a little bit different version of the program. So don't think you can come one night and get it and learn it all.
Try and
plan on a full four evenings if you can. But if you can't, we obviously understand that and school nights and activities. But we would love to see a good group of people come and see the dinosaur, you know, view those especially.
If folks have a question, they can call Aaron at 918-331-8521. I'm going to repeat that in case you just caught part of it. 918-331-8521. And this, of course, is at the Barnsdall Christian Church. Tell us a little bit about your church and everything. We know where it's located now.
Yeah. We have a really nice church. It's not a large church by any means, you know, 40 to 50 or 55 typically on a Sunday. It's just a really nice, close-knit family group there.
Great place to call home.
It is. It is. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ and a nice youth organization. The old original church is, what, about 103 or 4 years old now, the old rock structure. We do have a new, 10 years old now, fellowship hall, really nice area where the dinosaur exhibit will be set up in. And we're in the process now of doing quite a bit of remodeling in our youth building, which is a separate building to the back of the church. Really great group of people there. And of course, we'd love to have anybody that really wants to learn the word of Christ there. We do follow the word, and Aaron, our preacher, does preach the word. We go by the Bible, and that's what we believe in.
Good book to go by. When they say you go by the book, that's the book they're talking about, folks.
You bet. It's the word.
Yeah. The word. It is 9:55, and once again, we've got the dinosaur event. We're talking with Claude here with the Barnsdall Christian Church. And once again, we're going to start this off the 13th through the 16th. Now, the 13th is a Sunday.
That is Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. So... it starts with the breakfast at 9:45 on Sunday morning, regular church service, and then 6:30 each night after that. And, of course, you can't beat the price, free, and you're going to walk away with some knowledge, and that's always a good thing.
Walk away with knowledge and really good perception and all and understanding, hopefully maybe a different understanding if you believe in some of the scientific versions and things, but... you know, and there's, well, you know, just come and find out.
That's really all you can say. You got to come in with an open mind and listen to what is being presented, and that's probably about the best way to do it.
Yep.
And once again, that is going to be the 13th through the 16th.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. 200 South Main, the First Christian Church in Barnsdall. We would love to see you.
So you're going to bring actual bones, huh?
You bet. You bet. Bringing a whole trailer load of them. So, one come over Saturday sometime, you might be able to help us set them up.
There you go. I was looking for something to do. There you go. This is going to be great. So, you, not only do you get the presentation, you also get a bit of a hands-on, or at least eyes-on. I don't think anybody's going to go around playing with dinosaur bones or anything else like that, because, you know, they're kind of hard to come by, especially when you've got them in such short supply. So this is really going to be an interesting thing. And again, if you have any questions, Aaron is your pastor, correct?
Yes.
918-331-8521. That is 918-331-8521. Well, I got to tell you, this sounds like it's going to be an incredible little thing for folks to pay attention to and come in and get some insight. And, you know, maybe come away with a different perspective instead of the one that some folks might, you know, have a preconceived notion of. And if you're new to the Christian faith, there are a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but I haven't been in a church since I was a child, or maybe have never been into a church. This is a great calling card. This is a great reason to stop by and just to see what it's all about, wouldn't you think?
You bet. You bet. You know, we won't be on these evenings. We will not be doing church services, but mm-hmm. we will be talking about the creation, you know, obviously, with the mm-hmm. dinosaurs and all. So do come. Do come.
All righty. Thank you for being with us here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
We have our news coming up here in just a moment, right here on K1, the one you trust. And again, we've been talking with Claude here with the Christian Church of Barnstall. And, of course, the number you want to get a hold of for the presentation is 918-331-8521.